You look like you're in a Holiday Inn Express, and that's a compliment because the Holiday Inn Express has really sweet art.
You'll appreciate it. It's Mount Rainier.
Whoa. I take that back. That would never be in a Holiday Inn Express. That is dope. They can only afford it. Yeah, that's it. Did you bring that down on the move, or did you get that when you missed a piece of home?
I brought that down on the move. I think Kane and I got it at like the Fremont Farmers Market like 7 years ago or something.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
You too, Kels. This reconnection brought to you by White Claw.
Fuck yeah, my man. Yeah,
when you want to flex your inner white chick. But are they really just for white girls? And you can speak to
no,
them.
No, what a weird
do you take offense?
Stereotype.
When people go, that's a white girl drink. Or are you like, yeah, it's delicious. Do you mean we like good stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have enough like skin in the White Claw game to take offense to that. Like, it's like whatever. But I feel like they came out and immediately that stereotype came right after it, even though everybody drinks them. I see every gender, all the genders, yeah. I see drinking them.
No, they don't discriminate. What would you say would be your go-to quarantine snack or beverage? Or are you just trying to take this as an opportunity to like, you know, just make some changes for myself and maybe not do my normal routine? By the way, that's how I talk to myself when I try to make changes, which is not going on. But you go first.
Your girl voice is one of my favorites ever. I love it.
Can you say it on Jeff Dye's podcast so it's official?
Are we recording?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, you're goddamn right we are. Just like yeah. Straight in the camera.
Yeah. And you know what? And Jeff will hear this. And I love you, Jeff, but I gotta say, and I'm using this podcast as a way to bring attention to it. Kelsey Cook. So look, when someone asks you who some of your favorite comics are, you know, sure. you there's so many to pick from that no one's trying to do someone a favor or give them a shout out on a podcast. Kelsey has for whatever reason been like, man, Adam makes me laugh. And actually, yeah, let me just stop right there. I don't even think you said I was one of your favorite comics. You just said, he makes me laugh. And I was like, you know what?
No, I said you were one of my favorites. I said you were one of my favorites. He asked me who my favorite comics were. I listed off many, and you're always on that list. You genuinely, from the first day I met you, anytime I'm watching you in a club, I am at the back of the room fucking dying.
And you were real sweet with that compliment. And I'll do my best Jeff Dye impression receiving that you said I was someone who you enjoyed on stage. Ready? What? No, that might have been too much. But it was definitely shock and awe. It was like, really? Like,
yeah, that's a good.
Whoa, but really? You're in my house and doing my podcast and I've known you for longer. That being said, I love you, Jeff Dye, but you are not. But you are not one of Kelsey's favorite comics. Kelsey, go ahead with what you were going to say about.
How did this get started?
It was the girl voice. You said I liked your girl voice.
Oh yes. So you're asking about drinks, favorite the like drinks and yeah. quarantine stuff. Yeah. I did go to CVS recently and I got one roll of toilet paper and a fifth of Tito's. And I was just like,
good for you.
That's what today is.
Oh man.
Drinking and shitting.
That's what today is. Yeah.
That's what today is. Yeah, they were keeping single rolls behind the counter like bullets, and you had to felt like you had to say a secret password to get a roll. But yeah, they're a little more, I think packs are more readily available now, but it was just the single roll about a week or two ago.
So you're going to the store when you have to, or are you kind of adhering to the suggestions of like only go when you truly need something, which I've heard some people say, I literally haven't left my house in 3 weeks. I'm like, I'm surprised you're alive. I would straight up kill myself if that were the case. Like, I'm in Arizona right now.
Sure.
Because Amanda and I were like, we need a little bit more space. Don't have any, our outside is the street, and here her folks have like a backyard, and like I took a bike ride today, and like, you know, I don't know. It just, you know, and her folks haven't gone anywhere. So it's a few more people to quarantine with, which, yeah. Does help, but then there's also moments where I'm like, well, you know, I'm card gamed out, or there's only so many times I can win at Uno before I start to question my career choice. How good could I have been? But like, do you go outside for, you know, to keep some sanity, or only for the essentials?
Yeah. I'm trying to find that balance. I mean, obviously I'm doing everything I can to keep myself safe and other people safe. But I had a conversation with my therapist at the beginning of the quarantine, and I was telling her how, hey-o, what's up? I won't say her full name. I almost just said her full name, but she probably
can. You can you recommend one? Because today, actually, first time, well, not the first time, but my girlfriend goes,
yeah,
she looked into a therapist, like, because I'm just starting to, like, you know, it's taking
have
a toll.
Not,
no, I've never done therapy.
How? Wow.
I know. Whoa. I'm talking. I know.
Statistically, yeah, I know. Comedians who have not had therapy, that has to be a fucking sliver of that pie.
I think so. Here's and this is not. I don't want to stray away from your story, because this episode should be about you. But I'll just tell you why.
No, all good.
Or we can stay on what you're talking about, and then I'll tell you why I haven't, and then you can start telling me how to get into it. So you talked to your therapist today.
Yeah, who is fantastic, by the way. I love her. And so I was talking to her at the beginning of quarantine and telling her I felt stressed out about the idea of not really seeing any friends this time, because Taylor and Delaney, my two podcast co-hosts of Self Helpless and dear friends, they live close to me. And I told her I was really stressed out about, like, God, everybody's saying don't even get near other people. I feel like I'm not allowed to even go on a walk with them. And she's like, look, go on a walk, stay 6 feet apart, but like, you're not going to do yourself any good to totally like deteriorate in your mental health.
Yeah.
Cause that's also not good for your physical health, all that. She's like, you have to take care of yourself while still being safe and following these guidelines. But you know, you mentioned the people that have just been like, oh, I haven't left for 3 weeks. Like that's not good for you either.
Not healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what my therapist said. So I've tried to do that. The girls and I go on walks almost every day and just stay 6 feet apart the whole time.
Oh, you and Taylor Delaney?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Good idea. I mean, that's again, like I do want to like get together with some people and
yeah,
I know people that are doing that are literally like going to parks and drinking.
Oh yeah.
This is in Arizona. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just stay and just keep your distance. Like, I mean,
yeah, we did edibles and just like sat like 6 feet from each other and like walked around our neighborhood, and my birthday's tomorrow. And so we're going to kind of do the same thing, but yeah.
Whoa. Wait, first of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Second of all, didn't know you were doing edibles. We need to, you mean Kay need to pick a night to,
for sure.
I don't know, watch a cat show, or I don't fucking, what do you guys watch?
I just thought DuckTales. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm talking to you and I feel like you're real big on the 90s cartoons, which I always appreciate.
I am.
Yeah.
So I don't go to therapy because when my folks split when I was 9, thanks for bringing it up, my mom put me into a family counseling thing, like therapy. And I think she just was like, this is what the move is, right? Again, like, didn't really ask. And I was just like, all right. She's like, you need to talk to somebody. I was like, all right. And the guy had like a mini hoop in his, on the door. And I was very, what's that? Did I talk about
this
with you?
We talked about this before. Oh, yes. A long time ago.
Self-Helpless, I think, maybe.
Yes.
I'll cook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's, it was so weird to me to be forced to talk to somebody about that I didn't know about something that, you know, was a big deal. But at the time I was kind of like, all right, I still get to see him. Like, I'll make the best of it. Looks like my sister's having a rough time. I'll try to, as a default, have a, you know, swallow this a little, you know, easier. And I just got real turned off from the idea of doing anything from that. And this is, again, like, there's been many a times where I've probably been like, oh yeah, it's time to check in with somebody else other than your mom or a dear friend. But I think because of it forced me to rely on myself more, as, and not like with an ego about it, but being like, recognize what it is, figure it out, and take care of it, and don't feel bad for yourself, and don't go, oh, it'll be better when I go talk to the therapist. And again, like, I'm not saying I have the answers for everything, because I clearly don't. My mom or some dear friends in certain situations, you know, everyone needs someone that you can talk through stuff with, even just to hear yourself say what you know is the right the right answer for you.
Yes.
But you know, then there's also, you know, then you also don't want to maybe have your mom or friend be the person, like, be those people for you. It's also nice to have a neutral place you go for it that is consistent, that maybe listen to me, by the way, using you as like the board to be like, so I'm good, right? Or wait, do I need it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that also that delicate balance of like, don't use all of your friends' minutes, like what you're saying. Like if your friends are a phone plan, like you got to be mindful of like, fuck, have I just burned through so much of their time on like the same issue over and over and over? And obviously it's like, that's what friends are for. But I think therapy is so great to have that one person that is completely objective. Mm. Their job is to listen and be a sounding board. And I think you're so right in that you have to be able to self-soothe too. Like you shouldn't be completely dependent on a therapist, but man, especially in the business that we're in and jobs, I'm just amazed that you have not like hit a point where you're like, I can't fuck it. Like I gotta go talk to somebody because it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've definitely been there. I think that I just, I don't know, smoke myself retarded and then fall asleep.
It's not a bad solution.
Yeah.
I'll give you her name if you want. She's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love that. What do you miss most right now? And by the way, if I'm asking a quarantine question that is like, you're tired of answering, like,
no, not at all.
I'm genuinely curious.
It's so nice to, honestly, I'm just like a person talking to me. I know.
Fuck. The fact that even at the store today wearing a mask, I usually am pretty like peppy and will say hi to the cash register people and the people that work at the store, because working at Albertsons growing up, I think the same way people work in the service industry, I have like a deep connection, almost being like seeing someone wearing a yarmulke. I'll be like, hey, Jew, or, you know, I won't say that, but I'll go like Shabbat Shalom or happy Passover.
Hey, right? Jew. So
you get like a little bond. So with grocery store people, I'm like, I did that. I know what, I'm a little sweeter because I see a kid struggling to know if he should be putting 3 boxes of cereal in 1 plastic bag. Sure. And I'm like, not the move, but I'm not going to say that. You'll figure this out. I had to figure it out the hard way. I got scolded at by my boss. And so, but in the store today, I'm just like not making eye contact. And I'm, to even have this is huge. So
nice. Comedy. I won't skip any questions.
Comedy, I'm sure is a easy one, but what about comedy do you miss? Like what are the little things that you're now going, I'm not going to take that for granted, which I think is easier said than done once we get back into the flow. But what are the little things about the trip to the club or the your notebook? Like, what do you miss first and foremost when you think of it?
I miss like testing out a new joke, like that excitement of like, ooh, I wrote this today. I want to see how it goes.
Yeah.
I miss.
Do you get excited, by the way, throughout the whole day? If you think of something like at 10 a.m., are you just like fired up for the whole day because you're like, oh man, I got a show tonight. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, like you're chewing on it.
Yeah.
Like a good piece of gum. You're like, oh, this is gonna be great. And then sometimes it eats a giant dick and you're like, wow, a whole day.
Should have swallowed that gum. It lost its flavor real quick. Where were you on that one, therapist Judy?
Judy's a great therapist.
It is. It's a great comedy name.
Yes.
A new bit,
new bits. I miss flying, which is so weird because I feel like as comics, that's the number one thing we bitch about. Where we're like, oh, if I had to get up at like 4:30 a.m. to get to LAX and then I had a layover in Chicago. Like we really love just bitching to one another about travel. And yet right now I'm like, oh, I just want to be on a plane. Like I just
what
want
I wouldn't
to be on
do
a
for
plane
a middle seat
somewhere.
And some peanuts that somebody else touched.
Oh,
and what I wouldn't give for a snack basket that someone else has grubbed their fishy fucking – you know, cuticles on.
Oh, my God. Oh, a flight attendant just passive-aggressively telling me to put my bag further under my seat. I miss it. Oof. I want it.
Well,
I get that every time. I never have my bag far enough under my seat.
But, is there a city you miss that you had on the schedule that you're like, oh, I was fired up to go do that one?
I feel like this hit when my schedule was the fullest. Like, I had so much coming up, as I'm sure, you know, that's how a lot of people
call
it now. I had just come from Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, which is a really fun, like kind of last weekend before all this shit hit. But, I was supposed to do Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids.
Gotcha.
I was supposed to do Go Bananas in Cincinnati. And then I'm technically still supposed to do Spokane Comedy Club, the first week of May, but I'm like, I don't think there's any way that's staying up.
No, I mean, just because Washington State's been hit, but I don't know what's going on in Spokane. Spokane does feel like a city, though, that is kind of like, we all got it. And you're like, so that's not a real
zero.
So that's not a real cigarette. Dude, everything out here is what you want it to be, man. Spokane is not the movie Hook. Okay. It's not.
You smoke enough meth. Yeah. This whole fucking place.
Looks like Wonka's fucking
Yeah, this
bakery.
Is Neverland.
Yeah, this is Neverland.
Get off my dick. Yeah. Spokane, my hometown. So yeah, I'm bummed. I'm bummed about all of those because I actually love I love all this. I hadn't done Go Bananas yet, but I've heard it's so great.
And it was one of the first clubs I headlined in it. I sadly have not been back since. And but it was awesome. It was I mean, look, it was the club is attached to this cool bar and the room is just awesome. It's also one of those historic rooms that like, oh, you see the headshots of Seinfeld and Gaffigan and like every it was like it was a club in the at a time when like everyone was coming through it. And they still book great acts. So it's just been around for a while, which I think is any you know, comedy fan geeks out of that stuff. And the room's cool. You'll get that one back. Also, who doesn't want to go to Montgomery, Ohio?
Let me tell you. I know. So I did lose a college gig. I was supposed to do University of Scranton, which, as you know, I'm a diehard Office fan. And so I was bummed to have to get that rescheduled. Also, was supposed to go to the Hall of Fame foosball tournament in Vegas. And Lord knows that even without a pandemic, foosball tournaments are just giant petri dishes. Like, it's just people are getting sick the second you walk in there. It's you're touching things. Everybody's just made of like
real hands,
Fritos and Bud Light, and it's just a mess.
Is that the go-to snack that sponsors the foosball tourney? Yeah, really.
Oh, chili cheese Fritos, Bud Light, Yep, licking fingers, cigarette break.
Licking fingers, yeah, please and gals. Is there
not in that order?
Oh my god, I was just gonna say that. You're too quick. You're quarantine quick.
Heyo, baby.
Is by the way, your episode with Regan of Ritz of Fury, your Ritz amazing Fury. Show on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel, which everyone should check out.
Thank you. Your episode is one of my all-time favorites and so many people's all-time favorites. It gets brought up
great.
All the time.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Super fun. It's such a great show, and it's your show, and it's like, you know, it's cool when you find something that you go, oh, this is only – I'm the only one that could do this, and you've now gotten so, probably from podcasting, comfy with just anybody and interviewing people and just keeping a conversation, right? Wouldn't you say podcasting has prepped you for that show 1,000%?
Definitely.
To not be scared? Yeah.
I mean, it took a while, though. We are, God, how many episodes are we in now? Over 20. I think like 22 episodes of Ritz of Fury. But the first few were really hard for me because it's like, okay, so I'm hosting the show and I'm supposed to be like on and funny.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be interviewing them. And maybe most importantly, I have to play foosball like really well because nobody's coming to watch me play like shit. Like I have to make it what the show is, which is that I'm coming in with this like big dick energy of like, well, I got all these trophies, so I better prove that this is why I have this show. So it is a lot to juggle, but I feel like doing it over and over now, I've gotten a lot more comfortable with it.
You did that in Vegas with Brian Regan, correct?
Yeah, we flew to Vegas to do a special episode. He lives in Vegas and he's just the sweetest. And he's been on Self-Helpless for an episode and I reached out to him and was like, got this foosball web series. If we came to Vegas, would you do it? And he's like, of course. I was like, everybody, we're going to Vegas. Pack your shit right now. make plans accordingly.
And
we
good.
All went out and it was awesome. And then we did the hustling episode out there too, where I kind of went undercover and that was so fun.
Yeah, that was cool. That was that really let you flex some acting chops, but was there a one that you aired or didn't air that was just so, because obviously I mean what more did you learn about fellas in that, because it is a little bit of a social experiment where you're like trying to act like you don't know what's up and like guys are like, oh, all right, I can, like, were you surprised how many guys were eager at the opportunity to kind of like impress you or maybe straight up just take advantage?
Yeah, I mean, we also, we didn't quite get the group of people we wanted because we shot it at like 11 a.m. in Vegas, yeah. Which isn't ideal. You want like the midnight
2 a.m. Yeah, for
2 sure. 2 a.m. just sloshed.
People that are starting their night at like 11 with like a bottle of tequila. And they're like,
absolutely.
Like, dude, I haven't even eaten since Wednesday. And you're like, it is Wednesday. You're like, so since this morning.
Right. Exactly. There was like a tech conference in town. Mm-hmm. So we got dudes that were a little bit, not nerdy, but I wanted like a douchey drunk frat guy. Like just that came in, kind of roided out, ready to like fucking rip my tits off and just destroy me at foosball.
Yeah. Joke, but yeah, somebody that's that aggressive so that the contrast of you getting him
and
that he would, you know, get emotional when he got taken advantage of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted that. I mean, I do feel like you could see with a couple of the guys, they were maybe trying to like flirt a little bit because I was being super fake flirty in this horrible character I was doing. One of the things that didn't air was that I approached two guys who were really as close to like that douchey type that we wanted. And I was laying it on thick. I was like, so, I have a show where I do things I've never done before for the first time. It's called Pop My Cherry. And, I just was wondering, like, would you guys wanna play me? And they were like, so be like, the two of us playing you. And I'm like, yeah, like you can like double team me. And like, I was just like going hard for like, just trying to make it super sexual because they looked like that would work with them.
Yeah.
And they were just like, nah, we're good. And I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
Like my like nipples are basically out. I've got these giant fake eyelashes on. And I love that they just have like BLTs in their hands and like, you know, a
Corona. We had the sandwich. Yeah. I think we're going to double team this this Wendy's across the street. She's open till 4. Seems like you have somewhat of a timeline. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Man, it's good to be back. And you know what? The best part about being back is sharing the goodies with you, the fans. I love candles, okay? You know from listening to this podcast, we've always had candles living around the apartment and now my new place. And I'm tired of buying the bullshit candles from the store. I want some personal touch. I want something handmade. So that's why I found Hangover Candle Company. That's right. Homemade by a bartender in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's a big comedy fan, podcast fan, reached out, said, I love the pod, would love to send you some candles. I'm like, I'm not comfy giving you my address. He's like, come on, trust me. I was like, all right, let's roll the dice. Boom. Now I've got fucking 40 different flavors of Hangover Candle Company candles in my place. They're cut, sanded, poured, packed, and shipped all by him. And you can choose from over 200 different containers, okay, to build your candle in, and over 40 different scents to create your own smell. You can customize your own scent. Shit, man, they've got flavors like fucking root beer, apple pie, cinnamon stick, coffee, fresh cut grass, hazelnut, lavender, leather, maple syrup, peach, pine, sandalwood, spearmint, sea breeze, vanilla bean, watermelon. Go to Hangover Candle Co. On Etsy, okay? Go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co. It'll pop up the shop. And then pick your candles and then use the promo code ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. 25%. Hangover Candle Co. is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But again, go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co., find the candles and the smells you want, create your own, and then use ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. I love candles. They're great for any occasions, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions, fucking weddings, funerals, gender reveal parties, divorce parties, coming out parties, coming in parties, coming parties. These candles are the shit, and they're my fave, and I want you guys to have them. So type in Etsy.com, and then type in Hangover Candle Co., and pick your candles and use ALN25 at checkout for 25% off. All right? Start smelling better. Start looking better. Start feeling better, okay? Because everybody farts, and candles are a great way to get rid of that. And now back to the episode.
I wasn't anticipating that. I wasn't anticipating dudes hearing me
turning
be like,
down a,
just uncomfortably sexual. But that voice is also like, I got so much shit for that voice in the comments of that video. Like, people were like, I hate it. Never do it again. So I'm sure hearing that in person. made those guys also be like, do we need, we don't need to hear this for any stretch of time.
Were the comments though pretty positive on Regan's ep as a whole?
Oh yeah. Yeah. People, I mean, he's just so, everybody loves him. Like,
yeah,
you can't say a bad thing about that man. And so, it was a dream to get to have him on and play foosball with him.
Has
in
he
what
played
world would I play foosball with Brian Regan, you know?
Yeah. Has he played before? Was it like?
Yeah. He okay. had a table growing up. So he was not bad. I've been surprised at who comes on. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You'd be so good.
Yeah. Okay. So that tournament was going to happen, which that's a big bummer because I feel like,
yeah.
Have you participated? I know you guys, you and your mom were in the doc, right? The foosball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Foosballers, yeah.
But have you done a, would this have been your first like big tournament that you were going to play in?
I mean, so they have that one every year. So I've okay. played in that tournament every year since like, gotcha. I was probably like 8 years old.
Okay.
But my mom and I took first playing women's expert doubles together, I think 3 years ago there. And so it was like, I was excited to go back with her
yeah.
and try and win again. But yeah, it'll be rescheduled for later, but truly like with everything happening now, and I'm already a little bit of a germaphobe, but I'm like, I don't know that that should happen at all this year with the way people are talking about the pandemic and that it can come yeah. back in a second wave. I'm like, I almost always leave foosball tournaments with at least like a cold because it's just so germy. It's yeah. everybody's sweaty palms. And like, and I love foosball players, but if you go to see like the people watching in these places, you'd be like, oh, I'm getting like Hepe. I'm getting
oh,
some.
Oh man. With a capital A. And they don't even spray stuff down, right?
No.
See, that's
no,
my
no,
concern
no.
with comedy clubs going back is like, you know, doing that little Laugh Factory thing we did, they were somewhat clean, although my mom texted me right after. She's like, burn your clothes. Like, they didn't wash the mic before you were up there. I watched the whole thing. Dude, fuck. Like, just freaking out. And I'm like, I mean, it is crazy the amount of, A, people in comedy that will still show up sick or under the weather or whatever and perform yeah. and touch everything. And by the way, you know, I hope that I will remain this – you know, aware of washing hands post pandemic
yes.
because
same
that is huge. And I, even right now, just leaning on this couch, I'm like, oh, that's jizz. But I'm just like, there's there. And that's how I'm thinking with everything, you know, Subway sandwich counter, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like really trying to go, all right, where was I just, and then I'm touching yeah. now my steering wheel, my car, and also the face thing. I didn't realize how much I'm doing that or like, you know, I can't yes. do that anymore. You know, the raccoon goggles we learned in the fifth
my
grade.
My go-to. That's
my
go-to.
yeah. And, but that seems at comedy clubs, like there's so much of, I don't know, aloofness with yeah. mics. Awesome. I'll grab a mic and I'll sometimes I'd say probably, I don't know, this has happened maybe 10 times that I can remember where I grab the mic and, you know, I'm not, you know, kissing the thing, but for whatever reason, I get close enough
does
to where I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm like,
yes.
And I'm like, oh, this thing yes. is either touch my lip to where I, the thing is dripping wet. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like that. And then I'm like that. And then
yeah.
my hand. And then I'm probably yeah. doing that later or that later. And then, yeah. you know, my pre and post show ritual, you know, I take my fingers and just, you know, and so I can't do that anymore. no. right. But like,
the
you know
cocaine,
what I'm saying?
Rub the gums.
The cocaine, rub the gums. But just how wet the mic is and how many times I've just gone, and I wipe it down and then continue to perform. And I'm like, that better. I don't know if they need to swap out a new mic every set. That will definitely not happen. But
yeah,
I don't know how, because it does kind of break the, you know, it's almost like if you're watching a porn and they leave in the parts where the guy puts a condom on, it takes away from the show. So
don't
I'm like, if
it.
They
yeah.
have to spray the mic and wipe in between each person, people are going to be like, oh, dude, now I'm kind of, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Is that
classic.
Might not be the best analogy,
dry.
But it's just kind of like
yeah.
it's breaking the fourth wall, I guess.
Totally. No, yeah. There's a definite, like, it's an energy
yeah.
always in a show. So if you
yeah.
stop to do that, I'm so glad you said that because that happens to me more often. I'm like, I've been doing comedy for over 10 years. Why do I still sometimes it's like I should not do this on the internet.
This is going to get edited into something. Yeah, else. You're too late. By the way, I will edit it and send it out for people to upload and mess with.
Great.
No,
I'd expect nothing less.
No. You're safe.
But like, I'm an athletic person. I've got good hand-eye coordination. Why can I not figure out a perfect distance from that mic head to my mouth where that isn't even a possibility?
Yeah.
And yet, every 10 shows, I say something, and it bumps my lip for a second, and then I'm like, fuck? Well, now I have to cut my lip off. Because
I know. I don't know how we fix that.
I don't know either.
And I don't know. I mean, it's not our problem to fix. We're here. But do you think that, have you been writing, by the way, stuff in anticipation for like, I don't think May will be when things ease up. I want to even say June confidently, but that's what I'm anticipating. But that's because, and that seems so far away, but. Do you have material that would be like, are you already throwing everything out that was new? Do you feel like you can't even do jokes you were doing, or are you just like, all right, let me get a handful of stuff that's ready to go, but not entirely, that has a shelf life more or less?
I don't know. I mean, the new stuff I was working on before this hit, I feel like I can pick back up and like keep going with it.
Most people will probably.
Yeah, I haven't been doing a lot of writing though, to be honest, because it's so strange to not have any idea when it's going to be said next. I did a set on A Little Late with Lily Singh on NBC that aired 2 nights ago, but that was taped in October, so that was weird to see because I waited half a year for it to air, and that set's not going to get seen enough that I feel like I need to like dump those 5 minutes completely, but I want to continue to kind of like move away from the older stuff and keep writing. But I don't know. Have you been writing?
Yes. But again, like I'm doing a few like Zoom shows coming up, so I'm doing it for that. But then I also, the same way that I viewed sets prior to this, in regards to like political material, I always viewed it as people wanting an escape. So it didn't interest me enough. And B, I was just like, people are, I think, full on Trump or political driven topics. So I think I'm going to feel a little bit like that towards this, but also it is what is happening. And I think that it's almost like going to a new city. And I always try to do this and make some references or jokes about where I'm at to kind of like ease in. So I think I'll probably do that in these shows because it is just something that can immediately connect everyone, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And I do have some, I mean, there's just been things I've been, again, like they say, you have to live a life worth writing about. There's been days, I mean, where I feel like a piece of shit and I don't want to do anything. And then where I'm like, where it's like noon and I'm like, oh, so this man, how come I haven't been drinking already, And then there's, and that's a few of the days. And then, but then just trying to be active, but then sometimes not knowing what I'm being active with. I'll try to always have family stuff like during the day and Zooms and FaceTimes. But even today I was trying to Zoom with my nephew and get him to do this rap that he sent me. And he's five on a voice memo thing, and I just called my sister, and we've been Zooming a lot with the whole fam and whatnot, but trying to get him to do this rap and him not like participating and me just getting frustrated. My sister goes, yeah, well, he is five. I go, yeah, well, he's fucking up right now. And she's like, all right, I'll call you later. I was like, all right. So then I was
this
like,
this kid's my JonBenet, get him going here.
I was so focused on getting a recreation of this rap for an Instagram video, and I couldn't get it, and I was just like, the day's gone and your son is a piece of shit.
You're like Mama June. You just need him to jiggle his stomach fat for a sec.
It did make me get go though. Views. Yeah. yeah. Do a little truffle shovel. It did make me feel good though that my sister was like had his back and wasn't like also angry at him, because that would have been a big bummer to be like, oh, we so this is how you parent.
Yeah, we can't all be pageant moms. We gotta, your pageant mom. Yeah.
But have you been reconnecting with people? That's one thing that I think everyone has gone through where,
yeah,
you know, the amount of people that have told me how more conscious they are being of like talking to people from their life now and their life in the past, and making an effort, because you don't have an excuse really. It's like, you know, I'll even get into that with some of my with some, you know, reps on the business side, where I'm like, you know, there's not really an excuse to not like read this right now or do this, because we truly, and look, everyone's still, again, keeping their days as busy as you can make them. And there probably are people that, you know, Ted Sarandos running Netflix probably still has a full plate.
Yes.
But a lot of people have been, you know,
a lot of free time
downsized as far as like responsibilities.
For sure. Oh yeah. I mean, I've been talking to everybody. I've pulled up my MySpace top 8. I clicked back in there, like, who are these people?
So funny. Who are these people? What's Barack Obama up to? Wait, the third? Oh, what sort of Grindr account knockoff?
Get him on the horn. Yeah.
Get him on the horn. Wait, who have you really brought up from the past though that either hit you up and you were like, ah, fuck it.
Fuck it. I mean, just a lot of friends who, I mean, I considered good friends, but the type of friends where like you can go several months without a conversation. And
which I think is good.
Yeah, it's fine. And now I'm like, fuck it. Let's, yeah. What are you doing? Let's kill an hour. Cause you got all the hours. Let's just do something with one of them. For the love of God.
You take an interest more in their kids too, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I mean, it really does like brighten my day. Like my best friend had a baby about 6 months ago, and to have her send me videos of him, I'm genuinely like, please keep sending me these every day. Like I want them. They're great. Make me happy.
It's a mood booster, right?
Yeah, I need it. I need it. So yeah, it's good.
How about your cats? They do anything fun? Wait. Yeah.
I said sponsor my wife.
I mean, it really should be. By the way, this is only my second one of these ever, but I hadn't drank for a few days. Yeah.
They're so good.
They are good.
They will sneak up on you like a motherfucker though.
Well, because it's just 5% alcohol, but you can't taste it.
They taste
and it's
so good.
Gluten-free, which I really appreciate. that does matter. You're making it more appealing by having it 2 grams of carbs. But now everyone's doing the seltzer thing. Like my brother-in-law is rocking the Bud Light seltzer, which at first,
sounds so gross.
Oh, it sounds awful. And he's very, you know, white rapper, not Eminem, you know.
Sure.
Really tough. I mean, teddy bear, but tough guy. Yeah. And so he's like, bruh, like still we'll call women broads, you know, like this is what we're dealing with. Everett's finest. I love him to death, but I've told him, I was like, dude,
Everett's finest.
You got to get rid of broad in your vernacular rotation. Like there are other words that we call women now. Call them women. I know that's like so easy and like bottom of the barrel. You're like, what's a better word for woman?
No,
we found it. Yeah.
I want your brother in my MySpace top 8, please.
Oh, dude, I will link you. At least follow him on Facebook for a good. Dude, he posted something about 6 months ago that was like, I want pussy I can smell from the bedroom, not from the kitchen. It was something that was like, I was like, I know this
my
is not
God. On Facebook.
Oh yeah, and I'm just like, yo, are we speaking of my sister? What the fuck is going on right now? Why are you posting? Are these rap lyrics? Are there no quotes around this phrase?
Yeah.
Is it like a weird riddle? Am I supposed to be like, what is hopefully not Natalie? You know. And,
he's Alex Trebek.
yeah. No, it's a good follow. There have been a few people like that I've followed. I've blocked a handful of people too, and then I saw.
Oh yeah.
There's one kid that's trying to get me to take shots with him over Facebook. And I'm like, dude, you and I got into it like to where I was deleting his comments. This was just bad news bears. Again, this is why I don't want to bring this stuff up in a Zoom show. Cause I'm like, I'll just go haywire. Cause I can't handle when Trump's like, you know, these models, you know, these certain models I'm not a part of, I haven't been in these models. Well, not that kind of model. Did you see that?
No,
he made that joke during a press conference. He said, "I'm these models." He said, "I'm not." He paused and went, "Well, not that type of model."
I mean, during I saw a like press a quote conference. About that. I just didn't see the video,
I thought it was fake. Yikes. I thought it was doctored. I was like, but also, whatever. Moving on.
Nothing surprises me with that anymore. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever you tell me he said, I'm like, sure, I absolutely believe it.
I know. Yeah. You have one or two cats. I forget.
Three. I was going to ask if the sound cut out, but I realized it didn't. And you were just upset.
Kelsey. Oh. What?
You see how red my face is? I laughed so hard that I'm like hot in the face.
Take me back to the day where you were like, two isn't enough. Babe, we need a third. What? We need a, just come in and it's important. How long are you going to be? You know what? I'll just get it. All right.
I can't breathe. I'm crying. Oh my God. Yeah.
Look,
we need to be outnumbered.
Yeah. We need to be outnumbered so they can plot how they're going to eat us. Cats eat you when you, if you pass away in your home. I read that once.
Yep. I also know that. I try not to think about that before.
Yeah, it's fine. They're little kitties. Yeah, don't think about it. Wait, so give me your cat's names again.
Bungaloo, Griffey, and Mia.
Great cat names, first of all. Do you have a favorite, the same way people have favorite kids?
I mean, we got Bungaloo first, and so there I have a little bit of that, like, first child bond. Yep. And she's like... She's like me. She's very neurotic. We had to put her on anxiety medication for a while. And I haven't ever had, like, actually had anxiety medication, but there have been times where I should have. And I'm like, oh, she really is like my daughter, you know, to both be on, like, if we were both on anxiety medication at the same time. That's so cool.
I mean, that's the opening of your pilot where you're like, you're taking a thing out of a pill counter and you open it and you look over and your cat's just like, and you're like, and you guys take it together.
It's like the, you know, the beginning of 101 Dalmatians where like the owners look like their dogs.
Yes.
It's like that with my cat. Where good reference. Just like twitchy and like anxious and have racing thoughts.
Racist thoughts?
Racing thoughts.
Oh. I was like, yeah, anyway, what's the second cat up to? Well, this second cat's a little more anti-Semitic, a little more ignorant, like progressive, but, you know, like, gays can kiss, just don't fuck in front of me. You're like, oh, that's what your cat thinks, huh? wait, so Griffey is a little more chill.
He's a little more chill. Mia, so Mia's the one that we got that is what tipped the scale into the three cat category. They ambush you with these adoption setups. Yeah. I went to Petco to buy some cat food and I see this cat in a little kennel and she's the most beautiful cat I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, so
and
sweet.
I'm just like, well, you're not supposed to be here. You're mine. You're supposed to be mine. And then, you know, half hour of paperwork later and now I have three cats for the
next Yeah. Time. Well, all right. See, that's really sweet though. And I'm never going to knock someone for rescuing an animal like that. And you're probably, I mean, look, you brought her into an immediate situation where there's,
yeah.
I mean, two buddies was, how do cats assimilate though? Or, and
it takes a little time. There is about a week of hissing. It's kind of a nightmare for
the true White Claw. Now do how much of this did you hear in the first 24 hours?
So much.
Oh my
ungodly
God.
ungodly amount. It was a lot, but now they're all friends. It's good. I love them very much. I do feel like pets. Oh my God, by the way, your dog.
Holy oh, Pickles. Shit. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Pickles. Every video you post, I'm like, it's not even a real dog. It's so cute. It's the cutest dog I've ever seen.
She's not real. Yeah. She's real sweet.
What is she?
She's a King Cavalier poodle mix, so a Cavapoo.
Oh, the cutest.
Yeah, she's sweet. You know, I had dogs growing up. I mean, old English sheepdogs, and I always consider myself
really?
A dog lover. Yeah. Oh, they were just the cutest. George and Gracie were the last two, named after George Burns and Gracie Allen, the like comedic duo from the what 60s.
Yeah.
And before that, our dogs' names. I don't know if my dad named them this or my mom, but Shebe and Samantha. Well, great names, right? And they were big fucking. Samantha. I know it sounds like two of like if you go to a brothel and you're like, who's working tonight? They're like, Shebe or Samantha. You're like, oh God. You when said Shebe
like
first.
A
so you're like, who's Shebe? She's like, well, I'm Shebe, but Samantha's. You're like, all right, I'm just going to go to Denny's. Oh, man, I'll drive you there. I'm working there in 2 hours. No. And by the way, that's not to knock anyone who works at a brothel, because
I'm sure a lot of them are listening right now.
How dare you? How dare you try to guess my audience? You know what? I'll take it. Hey, a view's a view, baby.
That's a compliment to you. Yeah, I mean,
I got a lot of quarantine competition now. Have you seen something or listened to, have you found any new content that's like, have you been, I've really been enjoying some of these late night, like, you know, Conan had his great,
the new formats.
Yeah. I had a great thing with Sandler, 'cause it was real raw, but but have there been not only just shows, but I don't know, new podcasts or you, I know you read, like, are there any book recommendations? I have maybe a good list going that I probably won't get. Don't think I've read a book since Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. And that's mostly pictures, but I have a bunch of books that Whitney has said to read, or Howard Stern's book I really want to read, 'cause I love him. So I'm trying to get disciplined, but I also like audiobooks better. So
have you read The Artist Way?
I heard you guys talk about that.
Okay.
And so I got recommended to read that book, I think, in college.
Yeah, it is so good.
It's one, huh?
I recommend it to everybody, but especially if you are... as you drink your sponsored White Claw.
It's not sponsored. That attitude.
it's especially good if you are either thinking about pursuing like a creative career, or if you are already in a creative career and like you kind of are feeling stuck. It's just so good. It's basically like a 12-week creativity course, and she has you do a bunch of exercise. It's just the best. So I've read that book probably at least a dozen times, and start it back up again every couple years.
Get new messages and things each time you read it.
Yeah. That's the last instruction in the book, is read this book again. Which, you know, is kind of like cocky, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
There might be
some
stuff.
What else you need, huh?
There might be some stuff you missed. What else you need?
But it is true. Like, every time you read it, you're in a different place in your career, and so.
Yeah.
It hits differently. Certain parts mean more to you. Other parts, you know, maybe fade away. But that's great. We've started doing 2 self-helpless episodes a week instead of 1.
Cool.
So we're just trying to like give people recommendations. This is Mia. This is the one.
Mia.
I mean, how could you see this in, look at his face. How could you see that and go, you're going to stay here in this cage. You go, no.
Dang. What kind of cat is she?
Siberian.
Whoa. I do know that type. Isn't there a famous cat that's a Siberian cat?
Well, the ones from Meet the Parents, that one, Jinxie.
Yes, that's why. Fuck yeah. All right.
I figured that's what you were thinking of. She's amazing. We've been doing a couple little self-helpless episodes.
Is that nice to have Taylor around a little bit more, so nice. Have the three of you, right?
Yeah, because she had to, there was a period there where we thought she wasn't going to be able to be a part of as many episodes because her tour schedule was getting so hectic. But now that we got nothing but time, it's been super nice to have her on every episode and doing 2 a week. I've been watching so much TV. I started Game of Thrones, which I think I'm like the only person that has not seen it.
Wait, how deep are you? Because I have not watched it yet, and I've thought heavily about trying to jump in.
Okay, I'm like,
see how many White
halfway
Claws
through
I first.
Halfway through season 2.
Oh, wow. If I really hunkered down tomorrow and the next day, that's a lot to ask, though, from someone being like, can you give me the weekend to get caught up?
Oh, my God. I'm watching so much other shit. Like, if you
really?
Okay. Game of Thrones buddies,
let me think hard about it and maybe jump in, because, you know, that is, I mean, look, there's a few things that I think will be on my tombstone that I haven't seen that'll be a problem. And I don't want that to be one of them. I don't want it to say, he saw Shanghai Nights twice in the theater, Love and Basketball 6 times when he got his wisdom teeth pulled. And
so good. God, I love that movie.
So good. Really.
So good.
And a good, like, the right amount of, I don't know if I want to say softcore sexual action, but like enough to make it where they're in college and it's like, I don't know.
That like changed me, that scene. Like, that gave me like a tingle in my nethers that I hadn't felt before. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, Something's happening to me.
Thinking that and watching it with your mom, like that is, that's the worst time to watch it. And I did that, but then watched it again after by myself because I was like, need to feel that without a parental supervision. Yeah. Harlan Williams just texted me, suck beef. Now I think I do. That's a guy you should get on Wrist of Fury. I will make that intro for you in a heartbeat.
I would love that. I'm supposed to have Tom Green on before the quarantine hit. I feel like a Tom Green Harlan Williams duo would be fantastic.
Oh, in a heartbeat, I'll loop you guys in. Okay. they're best buds.
That'd be great.
And how's Kane doing?
He's good. You know, we've both just been staying as busy as possible. He has two podcasts now, so he's got Well Actually and Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with Greg Barrett, which is doing really well. And that's something I can recommend to people if you're looking for podcasts. It's great, especially during this time, because they read like advice emails, and you know, Greg Barrett's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And is like the author of so many best-selling books, and it's just really funny and fun. So go check that one out for sure.
Do you think that when comedy resumes, that you're going to have a newfound love for it? Do you think you're going to be better? Do you think it's going to be a slow kind of, you know, adjustment? Or do you think that people are going to be so hesitant to come out that there's going to be kind of like, you know, it's going to almost feel like look, I think having any audience will be better than like what we did at the Laugh Factory, which was still cool. How did that go, by the way?
It was fine. You know, I went into it thinking like, this is going to feel like shit and be weird, but I want to get on stage and be nice to get paid. But as long as there's like five people in the room and you get like an occasional chuckle, it's like, okay, this is fine.
Something. But you do need something. You do need
need something.
Yeah.
Something. You and I have been doing it long enough that we've already over the years done so many shows, like a late Friday show where there's barely anybody there. And you're like, well, I'm going to hunker down and do this.
Yeah.
So it's not like we've never done a show with five people in the crowd before. They just haven't been like five cameramen live streaming it.
Right. So right.
It's a little weird, but I mean, it was totally fine.
Do you think, I love hearing people's predictions on all this stuff. Do you think that there will be a buffer period like that for people to come out? Or do you think it's going to be once they go, you know what? We think it's cool. Do you think it's just going to be sold out ticket city?
No, I think it's going to affect things for a really long time. Taylor just sent me a text from, it was like a thing on Twitter that said, it was a poll that said 61% of sports fans will not attend games until a coronavirus vaccine is available.
They said that could take a year.
Yeah. Now, as a sports fan, somebody who, I know you attend a lot of games, how do you feel about that? Like, would you go?
Or you stay at home? God, that's such a great question because, well, look, I think for comedy, I think that's a livelihood thing. So I guess you try to, you know, again, like, don't do meet and greets or just be diligent as far as going from hotel to club to but with sporting events that's a little more like don't have to do that, but I just want to be able to watch sports. Going to them is really fun, but I'd say that's as long as other people want to risk their lives and go so that it looks full on the TV and I can like
What most sports fans feeling.
At least get the energy coming through the tube. But
That poll just worries me, like, that if people feel that way about sporting events, people feel that way about like the Clippers. Like, I can't imagine how many people are going to risk it to come
for the biscuit. I think that
me at Shuffle Hut or whatever, you know, it's
Well, I think significantly again, like, and you know, thankfully and unthankfully, we're in a place where we're not doing 5,000 seat theaters, which is still not comparable to a sports game.
Yeah.
But it's, so I think maybe there's, if they did cap it at like, I don't know, shows at like 100 people, but I don't know, even then it's like, even 100 is more. For me, I'm even like five people, unless they're getting tested or you know where they came from. And I'm like, dude, that one guy could have just all the corona and he's just.
And then that's it for the, then everybody gets it.
Yeah. I don't know. But then I'll read a couple conspiracy posts and I'm like, you know what? This is not even a real virus. Good night, everybody.
No. Oh, you got to send those my way. I'm curious.
But... Oh, I've read some good ones. I read one that Jack Jr. reposted a video of a woman that was, boy, this White Claw's good.
See, I was just going to tell you that I told you they sneak up on you.
They do. Oh, my
God. I was just about to do that. I was going to be like, what? See, I told you.
Oh, how dare you? Wait a second. Yeah, look at the facts add up. Now, I'm drinking mango. Are there other flavors you would recommend, Kels, before we
Mango's
wrap this up?
My favorite.
It's your favorite?
Black cherry is also very good.
Ooh. Not to be confused with buck cherry. The musical group. What's their hit song? It's like a real girls dance on bars to it, right?
Tonight. No.
No, that's Eagle Eye Cherry. Wow. Oh. This has never happened in the history of music. Buck cherry and Eagle Eye Cherry is getting mixed up. Let me pull up whatever. Let's see. Buck cherry. I know it's a popular joke, and then we'll wrap this up. Buck cherry. Yeah, let's see. Whatever the main song pops up.
Buck cherry.
Is it Crazy Bitch?
Oh.
All right, so that's Buck Cherry.
Yeah. Okay. More partial to Eagle Eye Cherry.
Now let's get a little Eagle Eye Cherry up in here. Yeah.
That
way
feels
more my speed.
Like, yeah.
By the way, I want to go to this bar versus the one we just listened to. Because you're getting a local guy singing this in the corner, but he doesn't know all the words. He just knows it's a popular song.
Yeah, Buck Cherry is like 1 a.m. at like a Coyote Ugly in a strip mall or something. Like, that's not not good.
Buck Cherry is, that's that's got strip mall, Wetzel's pretzel, just assless chaps. Basically everything you want in a grab bag at a birthday party.
little puddle of mud, perhaps.
Oh, good call.
I feel like you and I would make a really good playlist, by the way. I made a quarantine playlist of just like feel good music, but I feel like you and I could collab real well on just, I don't know what the theme would be, but
let's do it.
I feel like we've got some good ideas for songs.
Let's make one and I'll drop it in here at the end of the at the podcast. How about that?
Oh, perfect. I love it.
This will come out on Monday. So make one by the weekend and I'll put it in.
Perfect.
And then you can share with the self-helpless gals and they can critique my song choices, because they will be eclectic and they will be Jewy. So those are two things that you don't enjoy in a playlist. Maybe this is not the podcast for you.
You can see yourself out.
Yeah, you can see yourself out of your own place, but then right back in, because social distancing. Kels, I love you. And
I love you too.
Congrats on everything.
Thank you. You too.
I've known you since you got to LA, and now you're just taking the world by storm. Oh, it is pretty crazy to think about when you first got down to LA and you were like, what do I do? This place is so big. That's not at all what you said.
Like,
not at all what you said. Like,
mister.
I'm trying to hustle these guys in Vegas with my nips out, and it's just not working. I'm like, yeah, yeah. What do I do? No, you hit the ground running, and I was just like, be active, create opportunities. You've done everything, not that I suggested, but you basically just were like, you did what, I'll be honest, I know a lot of people that have moved to LA, and you're maybe two people out of 50 that I know that have actually like put in the work and committed to it and then seen results. And I have other people that either move back or they're like, complain to me or be like, well, what do you got? You're doing so much. I go, yeah, you could be too, but you'd never have done it. And you just,
right.
Really, unfortunately, is one of those businesses. It's why it's so great, because there truly is no replacement for the work. And
been doing it. Nobody can cut those corners in terms of the work. Unless you can have help through agents. Sure, absolutely.
That might be the only one.
Yeah, you can have agents and managers and stuff, but like nobody can take away how hard you work.
Yeah.
It's always a big thing. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's really nice.
Air high five through the computer.
Air high five.
I love you.
All right. You too.
Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Okay, bye.
Bye, Kelsey.